In the name of God, greeting and salutation to all economic activists in Iran and in all over the world. I hope that you are in a good mood. Today, I want to talk about the culture of economic and its related terms. In fact, a business is designed based on negotiation. So we need to be a professional negotiator, and we must know all information about our clients. And we can proceed with the negotiation based on the meaning we actually receive. The audience will be convinced and cooperates. So let's continue with us. In all over the world, and even in Iran, we use series of words and terms that if you look at the story, you will see that there is a curtain. Behind the curtain, and it wants to convey another meaning. It means it has another meaning. Maybe your client says something, but he means something else. Let's clarify. Our client doesn't say the exact opposite. The client tells us that when we enter the story and see the product that we don't want to buy, we go back and say to the seller, let's go for a walk. And what the client means, I told at the beginning, may your client say this, I like your product, but I need to more research about it. This is the perception that the seller will have from your words or words of customer. You have these words over and over. While the customer does not mean this, but at all, the customer means to let me go and run away. Let me leave you a story. I don't want to work with you. Be careful. An amateur seller, when he can't distinguish between these conditions, some people think that the customer really intends to leave you and return. And you can see that the customer will never come back and buy your product. The amateur seller here is very naive and gullible and thinks that the good customer is telling the truth. He said, I will come back. Let's go for a walk. We will come back. So why didn't he come back and wait for me 3 hours? And even God forbidden something happened to him. I was worried about him. Very good. Think really like your customers. That is, if the customer comes back and tells you that he's going to go around and they come back, or if your customer comes back and tells you that he will inform you, and you will also saw that he did not return. You also saw these problems over and over, that he did not return. Who did not give any news? This is where the discussion of customer follow-up begins. But your best excuse is to communicate with that person. For example, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Johnson, we were worried about you. We decided to let you know what happened. Of course, if this chance is still available to you. The customer does not come back and say that I gave up or that I bought the product. in question from another person or another place. Before this happened, and you wait to hear such an answer and face it. It is good that first, before the customer leave us, tick and to us, give a negative answer. Let's stop. Don't let this happen to us. And when you should wait to actually hear such an answer, and when you face this problem, it would be good if the customer would leave us and give us a negative answer first. Let's not this happen to us and repeat. If the customer comes back, regret, pay attention. I know that if the customer leaves us, there is a very small chance that the customer will really come back. Why do I let him go? The question is, why do I let him go? Why do my negotiation with him end? Well, think about this question. You know that if he leaves, he will leave. For example, so why do you want to go to the teacher? What should we do to prevent it? Yes, I have a negotiation, and it means our negotiation was not good. So we need to be taught something about negotiation. You can say, I have negotiated with him with different techniques, but that's why it is used here. Exactly, what is the use what is the use of negotiation, and what is the role of negotiations? What should I do? What should I learn so that the customer who does not intend to buy, the customer who wants to leave, will leave you? That's a fact. That's an unavoidable fact. Let me talk to the customer in such way that he regrets when he said, and let us check again, so that he decides to work with us. And where is he going? That is, there was another seller in this world who was better than me. So regard this fact. And then I should be the best. So we understood, even there are the other sellers, so I need to be the best one. Be the best if you believe on yourself. You know that the best person should not choose that other person. Why did the customer choose? So we can't stop him by force, but there are techniques in negotiation that if we follow correctly, we will see that the same customer will give up on this previous talk. And in this podcast, we want to get acquainted with series of the words and terms and see what it means. When a person says such words and say this sentence, one of the short sentences that we let's hear this phrase. Now let's see what happened. Well, what does it mean? It means we really have to wait to see what happens. This is what the customers mean. But it doesn't mean this. It means goodbye. I will get back forever. Well, pay attention, my dear friend. It is really complicated for some of us in even in Persian language. And we have to understand it correctly. For example, sir, what is the meaning of this sentence? What does it mean? Now let's see what happened. It can mean that you don't message me anymore. My dear friend, now let's see what happens. It can mean that what is going to happen. Waiting for someone is like growing grass. Growing grass underfoot. You will stop to see what happens, but nothing happens. In fact, this is a kind of deliberate forgetting. In another situation, the audience also uses the synonym of this sentence with the meaning that he will inform you now and we will coordinate later. You will hear and see these words over and over. For example, some people ask me, sir, we were supposed to coordinate. You will see how hard it is to work with customers in all over the world until the grass is green under your feet. They say, we inform you. Your customers say, I will inform you and coordinate to buy from you. They behave exactly the opposite. It means they don't cooperate with us. They say, let's see what happens. That means I have to wait to see what happens, and they say goodbye forever. As if somehow they say sentence as if they agree with in their heart they disagree, like you are at the party. The party turns to someone or say to you that you are staying for dinner. Say goodbye to us. So when someone complains and, for example, say, stay dinner with us, it means you, it means it is better you abandon or leave the place sooner. I say, make us happy with your departure, like the other places. The person will come back to you and say no. And they say, what is he saying? While it is possible to talk another way to come back and say enough. You made us tired, please. Will now a negotiation has become difficult. Some of you in the office also see this issue that the other party comes back and tells you to wait for a few minutes. I will take care of your case. I will get back to work first. Don't bother me so much. Get off my head. Then I will take care of it. You have also heard equivalence of disconnection system. That is, the another party will turn. This phrase is used in a different situation. Sometimes the party is not paying attention to you at all and does not understand what are you saying exactly. The customer came back and will say to you, he doesn't understand you. He means that he understood, but in his heart, he cannot tell the story and he wants us to explain it to him again. So what happened? I turned out the other way around. What did the customer mean? That if you have made him nervous, you will hear this sentence from him. I said to your servant, and then he will start talking. I said, who is your servant? Did you make him nervous, or many customers will return to you and tell you that he's not about the money? You should know for sure that money is the most important issue and concern. The customer admits that in the game of mafia. I have many times and loved ones who are with each other. We play, we learn, we talk. When we did not ask the question about a subject, what happens when that person starts talking about new subject? Exactly what he is talking about, and how no one has asked me. Why is he putting such information into the game? So we have to play the game of negotiation. The skill of negotiation, the art of negotiation, and understand well what each of our customers, suppliers, and people who are in contact with during the negotiation mean. Why do not work in their minds? What is going on from the words and sentences they say? It is easy to understand their hearts. What is going on in their minds, thoughts and souls? What are they thinking that makes them not working with us? So, are we really bad people who don't work with us, or have issues form in their minds that they don't believe that we are good people? They don't believe in us. They don't have respect for us. So when this happens in their minds, the person will not work with us. And from the sentence we hear, we can easily understand what they mean. Some businesses have an advertising slogan that we are not the best, but the best choice is selecting us. This is a big lie, but the first sentence is true. First of all, the statement that we are not the best, the team is not the honest statement, and they believe that they are not the best. But who said that? The second part of sentence and part of a story is true. The best will choose you. So be careful, my dear friends. It is a stride, peace, and also they give you pieces of lies. And because the first piece was true, you think that the rest of the story is also true. As a professional businessman, you must understand that not a liar. In order to gain trust of customer, if sometimes forced to tell you the truth instead of lying, the customer also hide behind other words, and true sentences will be hidden. You cannot discover them. You will be confused. You will think that the other party is really telling the truth because five of these sentences are true. So all of these sentences are true, while those who have done the business, two-thirds of their intelligence has grown. They know that if is not. It is not case that if someone said five sentences were true. It means that all of them are true. Now we learn from another situation that they say that handful of examples of killing two birds with one stone. Because of five of sentences were true, then all of them are going to be true. No, my dear, the story is not like that. The business is exact. A story of business is the same as mafia game. Have you gained enough intelligence to recognize whatever person is telling the truth, lying in a negotiation? Who should you trust? Have you come to test yourself? Really, do this to see how much intelligence you really have. Interest. Do you use it to recognize the truth? In fact, remember that the truth cannot be seen if it seems. Maybe it can reverse with engineering techniques. The customer discovered and found many truths. I want you to write down all points for yourself and similar sentences. Find this out. Review with yourself. One more, that is, someone says a sentence. What does he really mean from the bottom of his heart? And see that many of these sentences are being repeated to you day and night, and you are not paying attention. And in the next step, you should find an operational solution that if the sentence was heard, what reaction you show. Provide this strategy in winning a strategy. Thank you very much for hearing this, and hope to see you in the other meetings and podcasts. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.